This is Ozarks at Large. Governor Mike Beebe has proclaimed August 12th through the 16th as Arkansas Campaign for Grade Level Reading Week. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress is given to fourth graders early in the fall of every other year. According to the 2011 NEAP, only 3 out of 10 fourth graders in Arkansas could read proficiently. To help increase reading proficiency, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, in collaboration with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, has launched the Arkansas Campaign for Grade Level Reading. This campaign is part of the National Campaign for Grade Level Reading, which is a collaborative effort by foundations, nonprofit organizations, and communities to close the gap in reading achievement that separates many low-income students from their peers, raise the bar for reading proficiency so all students are assessed by world-class standards, and ensure all children, especially those from low-income families, have an equitable opportunity to meet those higher standards. Charisse West-Scannelberry, president and CEO of the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, says the campaign was launched about 3 years ago with the goal that by 2020, all Arkansas children will read at grade level by the end of the third grade.
Third grade marks the shift from learning to read to reading to learn, so that from preschool up until third grade, it is absolutely essential that all of our children read at grade level by the end of third grade so that they can successfully make the shift from learning to read to reading to learn. If you know how to read, you can learn. And all subsequent grades are about learning, and so you must know how to read in order to learn. So that's why reading by third grade becomes absolutely essential. It determines so much. It determines success in high school. It determines success whether you go to high school or to college. It determines literacy and ensures that all of our citizens here in the state of Arkansas are literate and can read. Reading is just essential to just being able to live and be successful in school and in life generally.
West Scannelberry says there are communities throughout the state where 60 to 70% of third graders are not reading proficiently. She says because Arkansas is small in terms of population and has a manageable number of elementary school kids, they believe it is doable for the state to reach 100% reading proficiency for third graders. The Winthrop Rockefeller president and CEO says the campaign has 4 impact areas: parent and community engagement, school readiness, chronic absence, and summer learning loss.
We find or we hear that kids aren't sufficiently prepared for school. So we want to make sure that our kids are prepared for school. Having access to early childhood education is one of the ways in which you can deal with school readiness or preparedness. Chronic absence. You can't learn if you're not in school. So we need to have our parents understand and our communities work with those parents on ensuring that their kids get to school so that they can learn to read. And in some places, chronic absence is just that, chronic. And so trying to reduce that absenteeism, ensuring that our kids are in those classrooms and having and our learning to read becomes important. So we do need that behavior change in increasing in reducing chronic absence in the state. Summer learning loss. There is all kinds of data that talks about how the gap between when a student finishes their classroom training, which is in May or June, depending upon where you are, and they begin again in August. And so having access to quality summer programs, having access to quality after-school programs, having access to learning opportunities that are outside of the school hours, but especially available during the summertime, is a change in behavior, a change in policy, a change in practice that is necessary here in Arkansas so that we can stem the loss that some students have during the summertime.
West Scannelberry says they have been able to identify and promote communities that are doing fabulous work with regard to reading proficiency during the past few years. She says they call these areas bright spots. One example is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which allows about 7,000 children in Arkansas, 5 years old and younger, to receive a new book in their mailbox every month. She says another example is the Our Kids Read program.
With Our Kids Reads, it is in primarily here in Central Arkansas, Pulaski County. And in Pulaski County, Our Kids Reads are working to train tutors, are working with the business community, working with nonprofits, working with seniors, working with high school students, to train volunteers to be tutors in select schools in Pulaski County, including Little Rock, North Little Rock, and the surrounding area. And the goal there with Our Kids Reads, or one of the goals of Our Kids Reads, is to make sure that we have adults and peers who are in these schools working with kids one-on-one on reading.
Assisting the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation with this campaign is Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. The two organizations have had a relationship since 1977.
For us, they were a natural partner because of their infrastructure and their ability to carry out this campaign and their network of advocates across the state and the work that they've done legislatively in just promoting or working on or ensuring that Arkansas has policies that are positively impacting children and families, and particularly low-income or vulnerable kids and families. And so their work with they were really the champions for much of the quality of the early childhood education that we have here in the state of Arkansas. And they've been the champions for so much as it relates to K-12 education and even higher education. So their outstanding work, their outstanding reputation, their impeccable track record makes them a natural partner for us at the foundation.
Wes Scannelberry says as part of the campaign, they have formed an advisory committee of parents, educators, and community leaders in order to help increase awareness about reading proficiency. Those involved with the campaign have gathered data and conducted studies on this issue, and that information is available at the campaign's website. An example of this data is the results of the 2011 Arkansas Benchmark Exam. The exam assesses the literacy skills of third graders each April and then classifies them as advanced, proficient, basic, or below basic. In 2011, 76% of Arkansas third graders could read proficiently. According to the Arkansas Campaign for Grade Level Reading's website, the Arkansas Benchmark Exam results have shown a steady increase in the percentage of children reading proficiently during the past 6 years. It also indicates that the gap between different subgroups is narrowing. However, 39% of Black children, 29% of Hispanic children, and 18% of White children are still not reading proficiently. For more information on the Arkansas Campaign for Grade Level Reading, visit ar-glr.net. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.